It's the Live 88.5 Startup and Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, with his audio auto reviews this morning. Hello, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi. How do you, like we have to ask, how do you like the Cayenne GTS from Porsche?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like it quite a bit. It's this is a lovely, lovely white one. Looks like a big Tylenol. You know, it's actually the hottest, the sportiest of the Cayennes, without being turbocharged. So okay. the hottest normally aspirated, 420 horsepower, something like 370 foot-pounds of torque. So it does go, yeah. And it sounds really neat. I mean, you fire it up, and it goes blah, 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 blah. Okay. It sounds like a Harley.
Yeah,
my neighbors love it. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of fun to drive, very luxurious. But you know, I think I might buy that diesel if I were actually looking for for a Cayenne for myself.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like this one, but well, you know, I mean, it's a V8, so it sucks back the gasoline.
Yeah.
I spent a week with the Cayenne diesel a few weeks ago, and I spent $50 in gas during the whole time with that, and I think I've just about gone through that with this one already, and I got it on Friday.
That's a heavy hit in premium gas too, right?
Oh yes, premium gas.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to buy this car, you don't care about the gas mileage. I mean, if you do, you know, buy the diesel or buy the hybrid. But beautiful car. I mean, it's pricey. I mean, the GTS starts at 93.6.
Wow.
And of course, then you option it up from there. And it actually, this one doesn't have too many options because it only came in at a paltry $120,000.
Jeez.
But you know, it's just gorgeous. I mean, it's got nice red stitching, you know, the sort of the GTS theme on it. It's a beautiful vehicle. The comfortable bucket seats, boy, it can almost put you to sleep while you're driving, which of course is just what you want too.
So what else would you compare this car to?
Well, the Volkswagen Touareg is actually the same kind of league. I guess the BMW X5, you know, the premium SUVs, this kind of vehicle. And of all of them, well, you know me and Porsches. I mean, I love the Cayenne. It's my favorite. It's wonderful to drive. It has an amazing turning circle for a large vehicle like this. I mean, this thing has 21-inch wheels now. You'd figure it would, you know, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. But no, it handles beautifully. It's just a wonderful vehicle. Again, you could save some money too if you want to get rid of some of the options. This had it has a $6,500 augmented Burmester sound system, and I mean, it's beautiful. It's fantastic. But you know, I wouldn't get that. I would save that $6,500 and just go with the stock Bose system, which is also awesome.
Yeah, that's quite a home theater for $6,500.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, I mean, it is better than some home theaters I've heard. But, I'd rather put that $6,500 into gasoline.
Yeah. All right, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher, also got a chance to check out the Jetta Turbo Hybrid. We'll talk on that in just a bit. It's the Startup on Live 88.5. By this time tomorrow, I won't
love you like today. Right now, it is 17 degrees in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray. His written reviews are available at live885.com. Click on Startup. And we've got him on the line, Skyping in from Calgary. Hey, Jim.
Hi there.
Hi. All right. So tell us how you like the Jetta Turbo Hybrid.
Yeah, this is the one you've probably seen the commercials on it right now. Hey, you sold me the wrong car. And he goes zipping around and takes the guy for a test drive. And he's doing all these, high-speed handling turns and things like that. And well, there's such a thing as truth in advertising. And that really doesn't fit this bill. I would say it's more fun to drive than most of the hybrids in this class. Like, for instance, if you wanted to put it side by side to a Prius, there's no comparison. But I would not think it's the most fun to drive of the Jettas.
Really?
I love the Jetta. The Jetta GLI is kind of the hot one. It's sort of, well, it's like a GTI with a bum. Yeah, it's a trunk.
right.
And speaking of trunks, because this is a hybrid, you lose, well, maybe a quarter of the trunk space because they have to put the batteries somewhere.
Yeah.
So they stick them in there over by the back window. Now, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a nice car. I enjoyed it. But it's not the most fun Jetta you can have, nor I'm not even sure it's the most economical. I mean, I got good gas mileage in that. But, you know, if it were me, I said this thing about the Porsche Cayenne a little while ago, too. I would get the diesel. Now, the horsepower here combined on this Jetta, between the gas engine, which requires premium fuel, just what you want with a hybrid. The combined horsepower and torque is 170 horses and 184 foot-pounds of torque, which is not bad. But if you get the diesel, you only have 140 horsepower, which is not nearly as good, but you have 236 foot-pounds of torque, and that really pushes you back into the seat nicely. Now, I will say it's kind of neat driving along the highway. I went up to Banff in this thing, and coming back, there was times there when the fuel consumption gauge would read zero, even though I was zipping along at slightly over the speed limit.
Really? Because that never happens in a hybrid. Usually you're all gasoline when you're on the highway, and the only time you really see the savings is when you're in the city.
Well, exactly. I mean, I'm usually all gasoline anyway, just the way I drive. Yeah, it was kind of neat. I put on about 430 clicks, and I spent $40 of premium gas over the week. So that's not bad. But again, I personally would get the diesel. I just think it's a nicer driving car. Not that I'm kind of getting a little worried. I've talked about how great the interfaces and the interiors of Volkswagens are, that I really hold them up as being the best. Yeah. And they started messing with the LCD screen on the center stack, the phone controls especially. Right. Before it was just nice big buttons. You had no problem reading them. Now they're all little icons, perhaps as a money-saving thing so that they don't have to have different ones for different languages. But I found it more confusing, and I hope they're not losing it.
Okay. And the price tag on this Jetta Turbo Hybrid was what?
It was $34,025 is the base MSRP, and this one had it also had the dual clutch DSG transmission, which is a wonderful transmission that Volkswagen has, except it didn't feel that wonderful in the hybrid. It felt almost like a CVT, which really got my back up.
Okay, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find his written reports at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Eastbound 417 is busy as usual.